Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM with Virgin Mobile. No more waiting. Upgrade your phone whenever you want. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Good morning. 14 minutes past 11. I'm Jennifer Zamparelli. It is Friday and I'm very excited because it's time for this.
Jen's Friends.
Just Friends.
Okay, so every Friday we do Jen's Friends, where one of my pals comes in and we talk about the big stories of the week gone by. I'm very excited because Luke Thomas is sitting in front of me in a Christmas jumper.
Good morning, good morning.
A Christmas jumper, explain yourself.
I went for a subtle look today, Jen. You know, it's kind of black on black on black. And
it's very cool. You have a very cool hat on. Are you wearing shorts?
I'm wearing shorts. Look.
When you have legs like yours, you'd have to get them out.
I had baby oil on them and everything.
Oh, you've boiled yourself up for me. Where'd you get the Christmas jumper?
I actually got in Dunn's yesterday. I was looking for something nice for dinner, and then I said, I'll just peruse upstairs. And
it's very cool.
Yeah, it's not bad, isn't it?
It kind of has a reindeer with glasses.
Cost less than me dinner as well.
It's deadly and it's kind of neon. Yeah. We're trying to have a bit of an intervention with producer Audrey because she, I don't know if you heard this morning, Luke, she's refusing to put up any Christmas decorations in the new house she's moved into.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
Bah humbug, Audrey, come on.
Well,
maybe she has a date though, does she, Jen? Would she have a date that she would like to start? Are you a 1st of December girl or are you toy
Never.
Show girl?
She doesn't want to do it at all. This is the problem.
Are yours up already?
I'm thinking about doing it very, very soon. Mm-hmm. When do you put yours up?
Toy show, kind of that kind of week. So it's a deep clean from Monday to Friday. You know, that kind of me. And my deep clean is different to other people's deep clean, you know. You know, the deep clean, my mother and father would be pulling out cupboards, and mine is just a bit of an L, you know.
Oh, you're one of those.
A wipe, a disinfect. That's a deep clean to me, you know.
That's good advice because the place doesn't get touched or dusted while the decorations are up.
That's it, yeah.
So get in straight away.
Get in there, you know. Yeah.
It's lovely to have you. Let's talk about the things that got the listeners texting in.
Mm-hmm.
On Monday, listeners were in touch with their stories of their first concerts.
Yes.
Because Cormac took his eldest to a Kendrick Lamar gig.
Oh,
yeah. I think the kid is, what is he, 10 or 11? Anyway, blew the ears off himself. Do you remember your first gig?
I do.
Go on.
Who's bad? I'm bad.
Stop it.
Oh, yeah, it was. It was the first.
I was
too young for 88. I think it was 88 Cork. I remember vaguely. But 1992, perhaps, Lansdowne Road. That was the first time. And Chris Cross was supporting. And I thought it was Chris Cross because there were little brown kids. And I was like, that's me, mommy, that's me. And I wore my clothes backwards.
You got to get a clip of Chris Cross.
Yeah.
Get on it, Max.
That's
get on it. Just
you know,
to remind people.
Jump. And I remember when Chris Cross came on, we were sitting up in the gods in Lansdowne Road. I just stood up and I nearly fell forward with the excitement because there was no internet. So when you're seeing someone, that's as close as you get. You're like, they're in Ireland, mommy. I couldn't talk, you know. And I had the headband on. And for weeks, I'm bald head, you know, but I have a matted hair. It's like this microphone because it's half afro, half normal. So what I did was I asked my mom to get Brill Cream and I held a curl down here from Michael Jackson's Bad video. So I was like, mom, I'm bad, I'm bad. Yeah, so I'd have me chips and fried egg, you know, and a fried egg. I'd be holding the hair before the turtles. Will you eat your food, mom? I'm bad, you know, and just getting ready for the... You know, because I thought I was, and he was my colour at the time as well. So this was, it was just.
I love
you know.
That Chris Cross had such an impact on
you. Oh, yeah.
Well, they're probably around the same age.
That's what. That's
fellas.
It. Yeah, and then a few years later, my brother was on stage with Michael Jackson in the RDS.
How did that happen?
He was in the Gaiety School of Acting and it was Heal the World and they needed a wheelhouse of coloured kids from white right through to dark, dark. And he fit the wheelhouse, you know, and that's how he was on stage and yeah, and it was just
that's
amazing.
Incredible.
Yeah,
that's
I was
incredible.
Very jealous.
Do you
very
think
jealous.
Going to a gig like that at such an impressionable age set you on your path to in the entertainment world?
Yeah, I would say so. I didn't know what I wanted to do, Jen, to be honest. I just wanted to be kind of some sort of performer. And I didn't know if it was going to be singing, acting and stuff. I kind of wanted to be an actor when I was younger, you know, but I fell into singing. I fell into kind of rapping first, you know. Chris Cross and, you know, this
Your
kind of stuff.
Your influences. Yeah.
Yeah, my first gig was Coolio. The first gig I ever did in transition year was supporting Coolio. It was
wow.
a rapper. Yeah, I was a rapper back then. It was a cool character. Not as cool now, but, you know.
Totally cool. That's an amazing story. Listen, we need to talk about the birds and the bees because on Wednesday. Oh, yeah. So we looked back on the wonderful sex education given to us in Ireland in the 90s.
Oh, yes.
So we had this woman, well, the nun would wheel out the telly and turn on the woman behind the desk that said all kinds of mental shit. Blokes seemed to get a better deal because mostly women rang in to the show or they were most traumatised about the sex education they got. How did your pal's mam cut to the chase with you?
Oh, yes. Mrs. Crowley, if you're listening, I'm sorry, I have to make this, I have to say this story. It was after football training one day. She pulled out a cucumber, pulled out a condom and proceeded to show us how to use it. Now, you know, look, it is straight to the point in fairness, but you know when you're 14, 15 and you're like, you know, again, it's pre-internet, you know, you're not exposed to all this. This is very alien. And I remember, I have that fear still. That gets me sometimes, certain fears,
cucumbers.
You know. I don't eat them. I don't like them. I don't slice them. I don't bite them. I don't like them. Even green is a bit, you know.
Yeah.
People like them in their sambos. I veer left from that, you know.
But at least it was decent advice.
It was sage advice, if you will. Do you like that word? Yeah. Christmas sage and yeah,
I like
stuff
it.
And yeah.
I like.
So it was, yeah. But I wouldn't, you know. I've heard mad experiences, you know, where they do wheel in the telly, particularly in the 90s. It was a big tube telly and it was a big deal to bring this in.
It was a big deal. And we're going to have to do it with our young eventually.
Oh, yeah.
And that's kind of scary, but we're gearing ourselves up for it, I think.
Yeah,
you know,
I think so.
We'll be better.
Yeah.
In the middle of the week, we heard about what can go wrong when a vegetarian tries to make coddle. Taryn was on. She made coddle for the fella who she's seen at the moment, not to be confused with her fella, because that's a different thing.
Oh.
She made him coddle. Apparently, well, she did. She gave him food poisoning and it was a bit of a disaster. Can you cook?
I can cook.
Wow.
Well, self-professed, you know, so, you know, self-praise is no praise, as I was told in school. So, but I will still take it anyway. But it was interesting. I think I poisoned a few guests back on a reality show that we were both on years ago.
Yeah,
false chairs. And Derry, I'll never forget his eyes. I've never been as afraid as someone. And he's just, but Luke, you didn't cook the steaks right. I was like, you know, but I was given
head. Steaks aren't hard. That's raw steak.
Yeah. And I don't know. I lumped the steak, but I didn't know where steaks came from. You know, I just seen them in a nice cut, but they were actually part of a big, obviously, a cow,
animal.
Obviously. Yeah. But you're given something to actually slab the steaks. And he goes, Luke, they need to be this thick. I know you're on the radio, you can't see what I'm doing.
But he's measuring.
Luke, you need to be this thick or whatever. And I was like, chopping them down. Obviously, I did them too thick. They were nearly blue in the middle and people.
But you learned
I learned my lesson.
So what do you like to cook? If you're at home now, what would you make?
I would make, I could put an old stir fry or something, you know, put
very
on
nice.
A bit of music and and you dance around and it's Christmassy now and, you know, have yourself, and away you go.
Do you know what I did recently?
What did you do?
I'll tell you what I did now. I put on the telly. Now, we would normally, with the kids, have Netflix and all that rocking in my house.
Bluey, yeah.
But me and Lou said, do you know what we'll do tonight? We'll do something bit while we're cooking and doing whatever. We put on the telly. We put on MTV.
Oh.
And they had a countdown of the biggest 80s and 90s sing-along songs and all the old videos.
Oh, lovely.
And I was like, jeez, I haven't done this in years.
Yeah.
And my kids were mesmerised. They're like, what the hell are they doing in that video? Because it's so nostalgic.
Oh,
it brings you
brilliant.
Back to time.
Yeah.
But we don't do that anymore. And the
we
videos
don't.
Are so terrible. They're brilliant.
They're brilliant. And isn't it a lovely time, though, isn't it? It's a lovely time. And it hits you. It hits you, you know.
And we'll do the same at Christmas when they play all the Christmas tunes.
Man. Will you? Yeah. Have you a favourite one? Have you?
Oh, it has to be Last Christmas.
Does it? Yeah.
I love the video. I love it. It's so well written.
Oh, it is so well written. And you just, you know.
Boy meets girl. Girl falls in love with boy. Dumps boy. Falls in love with another boy. Probably didn't know he was gay.
Grey hair.
Grey hair.
Know.
They all have amazing hair. And they're all wearing fabulous makeup. Oh. And they're on their snow suits. It's just so lovely.
Yeah.
So there we go. But listen, Monday, let's talk about this. We got loads of texts on tantrums.
Yes.
Were you a tantrum type when you were a nipper? What do you think?
I think so.
Where are you?
And my daughter Heidi is a tantrum type, and I do rile her up sometimes. I do sing Little Mermaid in the car, and like I'd put up videos of me singing, you know, up where they walk, up where they, and she's in the background, and the camera's here, Dada, stop, and she like, up where they stay all day, and she, stop, Daddy, singing. And I'm laughing at the camera, and I get so many messages. Don't torment the poor girl. Dada, only I'm allowed to sing. So she's the star
How
now.
How old is she?
She's 3 and a half, but she, yeah.
3 and a half?
Yeah, so she's, I'm trying to get her to tap dance so she can pay my mortgage next year, do you know, as the new Shirley Temple. So
absolutely.
I'm saying, you know, absolutely.
That is prime age for tantrums, I find.
Oh, yeah, it is, because they're still young, but they can have conversations. I tell you what you do, Daddy, you put away your phone, we'll watch the film together. And I'm looking at her like, okay, yeah, and I'm just obeying. I can't get over how developed they are, but still little munchkins, you know.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's great.
So will you, what kind of a parent will you be when you have to come to the birds and the bees chat with her?
Oh God.
Will you leave it to the other half? Will you go and speak to someone else in the family? Or will you do it yourself?
I will
see how you feel.
See, when I was younger, you just get a book with a few illustrations, you know, and it's, you know, it's
at
very.
At least you got the book.
Yeah, and then they just run out the door, and you kind of figure things out, and then obviously protect yourself. That's all you get. Respect yourself. These phrases, and only in your 20s, say, oh, geez, yeah, I should, you know.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense, you know. But
so you
I
won't
will
be taking out a cucumber. And
no, Jesus,
that.
No. Could you imagine? I'm actually traumatised by that. You know, I don't go near them.
I'm traumatised by that as well. But I also have you got headphones there?
I do have headphones.
Stick them on for a second, because I know we traumatised you and had to bring you back to a place you didn't want to go to, cucumbers and Johnny's. But this might give you a nice little memory.
Yeah, that's what I should have worn my clothes backwards.
My kids love that song
as
well.
Oh, it's brilliant.
And they also love Who Let the Dogs Out as well.
Oh, yeah.
They love that as well. Anything, because it's just so bouncy and deadly.
Yeah, yeah. Brings it back.
Come here, Luke. It's been come here to me. It's been a pleasure having you in.
Oh, thanks for having me.
It wasn't planned that you were to wear a Christmas jumper.
No.
Audrey, just to let you know, this wasn't
Audrey,
planned.
This is a sign.
You. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a sign.
Swing First Cats, December. What's happening? Did you even imagine it would be as successful as it is?
No, Jen. I started doing pop music years ago.
Yeah.
And I started the Swing Cats maybe 10 years ago. I got a call by the Irish Rap Pack. They needed someone to play. And I said, stop you, Sammy Davis. Yeah, I'm in. No problems. You know what I mean? Anyway, we'll move past that. And anyway, the band's gone from strength to strength. They told me, this is your band now. And it's gone from there. We've had number one albums and we're in our own lane, which is great, you know, and doing shows around the country, filling Vicker Street and Olympia.
It's
great. You know, I'm delighted with it.
To be able to do what you love is
phenomenal. Absolutely. And you never work a day in your life. Ah, the phrase. But, you know, you don't. And that's what I love. And even the last 2 years has been tough. But coming back on tour and having a couple of shows, we're in Wexford on the 3rd of December, which is a huge gig, Wexford Opera House.
Okay.
And then joining up with my pal, John Nolan, mm-hmm. Which is kind of like Sinatra and Gene Kelly. And, you know, he doesn't sing, I don't dance, but I try. And,
gorgeous.
You know, that's it. So it's that kind of. And it's going to be really special.
When is that happening?
That's in the Helix, for anyone around Dublin or outside Dublin. The Helix, April 15th next year, Saturday. And the other gig we have is the Wexford Opera House on December 3rd. Yeah.
December 3rd.
Yeah.
But people can just follow you if they want to get.
They can. If they want to see me torment my daughter or whatever, you know, they can follow me on Luke Thomas and the Swing Cats on Instagram. I sing a lot and I dance a lot and, you know, just keep
and
people.
And wear lovely jumpers.
I wear lovely jumpers and dance around. And I enjoy the theatre of cooking. So sometimes I put it on and a bit of
love
Earth,
that.
Wind and Fire or something.
Oh, I
yeah,
love that.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that.
After the love is gone or something.
Luke, thanks for coming in. You're
thank
nice
you.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM with Virgin Mobile. Got that Friday feeling yet? Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.